to God Heals Me, a program for busy kids. Hi, I'm Juliana, and we've got a fun story to tell and an important lesson to share. Be sure to listen at the end of the show for a special web address where you'll find information about an exciting new activity book created just for kids. It teaches us all how to live a healthy, happy life. But for now, sit back, relax, and enjoy the program. Thanks for tuning in. Here's our storyteller, Uncle Charles.
Thank you, Juliana. Have you ever felt afraid? It's not fun, is it? Well, a girl named Stacy felt afraid, but her dad had the perfect prescription for fear. Here's her story. It happened in the blink of an eye. I was lying in bed listening to the thunder echo across the sky and the rain slapping against my bedroom window. Then suddenly, thump, all the lights in the house went out. They didn't flicker, they didn't flash, they just stopped working. The light in the hallway, the night light beside my bed, the light in my alarm clock, the street lights, the neighbor's house lights, our front porch lights, everything off. All that was left was darkness, lots and lots of darkness, and the thunder and rain. I have to admit that I'm a little afraid of the dark, especially when there's a storm outside. It makes me feel nervous. Let's just say that my imagination kind of goes crazy. I dream up all kinds of scary dangers that, in the light of day, don't exist. No one knows this better than my dad. So when I heard footsteps coming from the hallway, I knew it wasn't a bear or wolf or a bad guy trying to sneak up on me. I knew it was my father wearing his bright red bathrobe coming to see if I was okay. "Are you okay?" he asked, shining his flashlight into my room. "Sounds like a bad storm outside, so the power might be off for a while. Would you like for me to sit with you until you can go back to sleep?" I nodded, feeling very happy to have some company. He sat down beside me on the edge of the bed and began shining his flashlight on the many pictures hanging on my wall. "Hey, remember our trip to Arizona?" he asked, aiming the beam at an image of me beside a tall cactus. "You were afraid you'd melt in the heat, but you didn't." I smiled, remembering the bright sun and blowing sands. "And how about that summer vacation at the lake? Didn't you learn to swim then?" "Yes," I said with a nod, "and dive head first." One by one, we shone the flashlight on our memories and talked about what had happened before and after the picture was snapped. It was a game we played whenever Dad wanted me to stop thinking about something that was bothering or scaring me. Worked every time. Soon my eyelids began to feel heavy and I yawned. Even when I was in the middle of saying something. With a smile, Dad tucked the covers around me and whispered, "Good night, sweet girl," as he quietly left the dark room. I didn't feel afraid anymore. I knew my dad and his trusty flashlight were just down the hall, and he could come back any time to show me things that took away my fears, even if there was a storm outside, and I felt afraid of the dark. What a wonderful story from Stacy. You know, sickness can be scary. It can make us feel alone and nervous. But listen to what God says in Psalm 32:8. The Lord says, "I will make you wise. I will show you where to go. I will guide you and watch over you." Thank you, Jesus, for your love and your light.
Thanks, Uncle Charles. Now, I'd like to invite everyone to stop by GodHealsMe.org to check out a new book filled with stories, games, and puzzles to help us all live a healthy, happy life. Here's the best part. This important information comes straight from the Bible. It's fun, exciting, and I promise that you'll learn something new every day. Remember that web address, GodHealsMe.org. That's GodHealsMe.org. O-R-G. Until next time, this is Juliana and Uncle Charles wishing you lots of health and happiness. See ya!